Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The root, the root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. What time is it? That's what he says to open my show. What time is it? It's time for death, destruction, invasion, and anarchy. Country's going under. It's just another day with Grandpa Biden in the White House, with Old Man Dementia in the White House, and Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett running the show. I want to start the show by discussing a White House press conference today. Because Joe Biden's spokeswoman, whatever her name is, Karina, Jean, whatever she is, the lesbian gal, the black lesbian gal. I never know her name. I don't care to know her name. Karina Jean, lesbian. They were asking her questions about the college protests around the country, and she actually said they are peaceful protests. She used that quote, they're peaceful protests. And I just want to know what this administration and the FBI and the DOJ would say about a bunch of conservatives at the White House with signs that say, death to Biden, death to Obama, the final solution for the Democrats, genocide the Democrats, death to Mayorkas, or how about from the Potomac to the Lincoln Memorial? You know, like from the river to the sea. If a bunch of conservatives were standing around with signs that rooted for the death of all Democrats and the death of Biden, don't you think they'd be arrested and declared domestic terrorists? Domestic terrorists? You're damn right they would be. They would absolutely be declared domestic terrorists. And they'd be arrested and thrown in prison, like the J6ers, for years without lawyers or family, in solitary confinement, cruel and unusual punishment, tortured. But when you stand around saying death to Jews, genocide Israel, genocide the Jews, final solution for the Jews, you know, which was the Nazis saying for killing all the Jews, and from the river to the sea, which means Israel is surrounded by a river and a sea, and we're going to kill all the Jews in between. And, of course, don't forget, we are Hamas. That's peaceful, according to this administration. But I don't think it would be very peaceful if conservatives said the same type of things standing in front of the White House to you. There's nothing peaceful about being a terrorist. If you support Hamas, you're a terrorist. If you say we are Hamas, you're a terrorist. If you say death to America, you're a terrorist. If you say death to Jews, you are a terrorist. And you should be arrested. And you should lose your place in college forever. Kick them out. And you should be sent to prison. And the school, if they don't do it quickly, should lose all their funding. All their federal funding. The point is, we got to get a handle on this, folks. It's really bad. And just, you know, it's funny because I went to Columbia. I'm the only conservative I know of that went to Columbia that's, you know, in the media day and night. So no one knows more about this than me, and no one feels this more than me, and Colombia keeps being the leader in the news. And sure enough, the big story is we come on the air, Columbia University on edge as talks collapse over Gaza protests. And I'm looking at the photo, and the photo is a bunch of people that to me, to my eyes, look like foreigners. Look like they came over the open border, or they came in with lax policies to go to college in America, and they probably are all on scholarship. You know, it's kind of like, I saw a joke over the weekend. I don't remember the exact words, but I remember the gist of it. The gist was, we are Hamas, we're coming to kill you all, but we're going to wait until our student loans are paid. We're paying for these people to be terrorists and threaten American citizens. No one ever thought people would be allowed to threaten Jews in America. And we're allowing this. And the people were let in because we let in the whole world. And we let in people that hate Jews, and it was a big mistake, and we should not have let these people in. And now you're seeing the results, and it's all being funded, guarantee you, but again, it's an opinion show, it's my opinion. It's being funded by George Soros and the enemies of America and the Chinese Communist Party to create disarray and division and crisis and chaos in the United States. Here's the article, student demonstrators, or the news, I should say. It was the news at Fox News moments ago. Student demonstrators at Columbia University today, Monday, face an ultimatum to disperse or be suspended as tensions rose on the campus at the epicenter of the pro-Palestinian protests across U.S. colleges. Police arrested 275 people in four separate campuses in the United States over the weekend, with the White House calling on the protests to remain peaceful. Good for you. Columbia University said Monday many Jewish students have left its campus, and it demanded that the protesters' encampment must be cleared, and that Columbia would not divest financial holdings linked to Israel, a key demand of the demonstrators. Students pushed back, vowing to defend their camp on the New York institution's main lawn. As of midday, only students with university ID cards were free to walk onto the campus. This isn't America, and this isn't college. You can't ask your parents to pay $86,000 a year. I don't even know who the hell pays $86,000 a year. It's insane. $86,000 a year so that your students have to fear for their life and can't go to class. This is crazy. Phew. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the problem is the professors. They're all communists. They're all hateful. Many of them, by the way, someone needs to say it. Many of them are Jews. They're Jewish professors who hate Jews, who hate Israel. Dennis Prager years ago called people like this self-hating Jews. They're sick in the head, and their communism and atheism comes before any birth of being Jewish. Sick in the head. So now they were given till 2 p.m. today, which is, of course, 11 a.m. West Coast time, where I live in Las Vegas, and they didn't leave, they didn't disperse, so now you have to send in police with clubs, and you got to hit some people with batons. There's no choice. This is what went on all over the country this weekend, in Tennessee, in Texas, in southern red states. The police went in, the riot police, and they banged some heads of a bunch of rioters who are nothing more than domestic terrorists trying to stop people from going to school. Today they went to the campus of UT in Austin, University of Texas in Austin, and the police cracked some heads and got them out of there. That's the only way to stop these people. I saw a video over the weekend of Ronald Reagan. Must have been like 1966, 67, 68. He was the governor of California, and he sent in the National Guard and the riot police to break some heads of a bunch of students that looked very much like the idiots that are holding college campuses hostage today. The only difference is, when I say looked very much, meaning they are anarchists, they're troublemakers, they're thugs, they're punks, and they don't belong on that campus, and you got to clear them out for the students who want to really learn. Now, they didn't look like the ones today, because the ones today, the ones under Reagan in 1966 in California, look like basically white liberal hippies. And today they look like a bunch of Palestinians wearing Palestinian scarves and Palestinian hats and flying Palestinian flags. They've got extremely dark skin. These are foreigners that were led in the country, and instead of loving America and appreciating America, they put up signs that say death to America, and they chant about murdering Jews. And I don't mean to say I told you so, but I told you so. Don't let them in the country, you idiots. That's Joe Biden and his boss, Barack Obama. And meanwhile, just to show you, what kind of shape this country's in, because I think we're about to collapse. I predict a civil war very soon. Revolution in the streets, civil war, Americans just killing and fighting with Americans. Sad. I don't want it. I'm not rooting for it. I'm not asking for it. I'm not urging it. I'm just telling you what I see. We're headed for civil war and revolution. Definitely anarchy and rioting this summer and fall, heading into the election. But the reason why we're so divided is this is your country. Biden's Equal Employment Opportunity Commission published guidance today, passed on a 3-2 party line vote, 3 Democrats, 2 Republicans, the 3 Democrats passed it. Under these new federal guidelines, an employer is guilty of harassment for requiring you to use the bathroom of your birth. If you're a man and they say you've got to use the men's room, you've now harassed the employee. You're going to be sued, maybe face criminal charges. And if you refer to someone by a pronoun the person doesn't want used, you are guilty of harassment as well, and therefore your company could be fined, you could go to jail, or they will sue you for millions of dollars. Folks, this isn't my country anymore. It's either going to be revolution or civil war, or all of us need to just walk out of the country. I don't know which one it is, but we better get ready for build the boats.
Hi, Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all 3 products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his 1-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof. Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each Pure Ground burger, so you can sample all the steak-on-a-bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Wayne on the roots on fire. So much to tell you about. I'm going to rant a little bit in this segment, as if I don't rant in every segment, but, you know, this is going to really be a rant, because it really has me upset. And I'll get to the, I'll get to thanking the sponsor of the segment at the end of the segment. So, Chris, give me a 90 in my ear, and I'll get to the segment. So, here's what I believe is the biggest news story in America. I mean, there's a lot of stories happening right now as we speak, Columbia University being a huge one. But it should not overshadow a New York City firefighter, 36 years old, his name is Derek Floyd, suffering cardiac arrest and dying on April 15th. So that was a little less than 2 weeks ago he died. And he died of a broken heart, I believe, after being fired to pay for illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, illegal migrants in New York City, leaving his family with nothing. They've got nothing. He served three tours as a United States Marine, came home, became a firefighter, and got fired for illegal aliens. Three tours in the Middle East with the United States Marines. And the guy dies of a heart attack. And I want to tell you, I believe this administration murdered him. This was a killing. And he was killed by Biden. He was killed by Obama. He was killed by Kamala, the border czar, who's never been to the border. He was killed by Mayorkas. He's killed by the Democrat Party. I believe he died of a broken heart. First, because he lost his job for illegal aliens. And second, because he was the man left behind. Remember the William Dafoe movie, Platoon? Charlie Sheen and William Dafoe, when Dafoe got left to die in the forest and the Vietnamese were chasing him, they got on his knees and put his arms out like Jesus Christ, like he was being crucified. And they shot him dead. His own people shot him dead. That's why he made that Jesus Christ arms wide crucifixion type of symbol, because he was looking up at the helicopter of his own men leaving him behind and letting him die in the forest. And that's what happened to this guy. He was left behind. His heart broke because he had to sit in front of his family with no job. And his heart broke because he was left behind after three tours of duty in the Middle East. He was left jobless and no money. No idea what he's going to do with his life. Because you have to pay for illegals, foreigners, many of them criminals, many of them terrorists. Not for Americans. So that's one way, or if you want to say two ways, that they killed him. This administration killed him. But the second way is, why do you think he had a heart attack in the first place? He had to take the vaccine. Every time you hear about someone in their 30s or 40s in the military or in the fire or police department, first responder, dying of a heart attack, you know it's the vaccine. Again, I've never tried to say I know for a fact. I'm not a doctor. I don't know him. I don't know Derek Floyd personally. You're probably never going to hear from his family it was the vaccine. No one ever will know. People don't want to know. They just want to make believe that they were not killed by their own government. But if Trump was president, yes, he likes the vaccine, and I know we disagree. He never mandated the vaccine to anyone. He never would have mandated the vaccine. He never did. He never would have. He never will. It was Joe Biden who mandated you take it in the military. It was Joe Biden who mandated you take it if you are a first responder and a government employee. And it was the state of New York, all Democrats, and the city of New York City, all Democrats, who demanded you take the vaccine. Study after study shows the vaccine is a killer and it gives you heart attacks, cardiac arrest, myocarditis, pericarditis. So this guy was left behind in so many ways and stabbed to death by his own country in so many ways and mandated to die in so many ways because of the open border, because of illegal aliens, and because of that damn vaccine. But again, I wasn't there. I don't know for sure. I know for sure he's vaccinated because everyone in the fire department had to be vaccinated. But I don't know for sure that's what killed him. But that's my best guess, as you see so many thousands of people, including first responders and military members, dying or injured since taking that vaccine. It's just disgusting. I sent a note to Trump over the weekend. I said, go visit his widow. Go visit his children. Make a donation to them so they're not starving. And tell the whole country Biden killed this man. GodTruthAmerica.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Speaking of government being horrible, government being nasty, Nick Fiorello and Dan Duquette, they've got a $1 billion GodSpace data company. They're under attack from the deep state, hostile takeover. And they put up a website, GodTruthAmerica, to show the most corrupt courtrooms in America in Boston. You won't believe your eyes when you read the stories at GodTruthAmerica.com. And the photos of James Whitey Bulger, the gangster, who Nick says is still alive. The FBI's lying to you. The DOJ's lying to you. The government's lying to you. Go to GodTruthAmerica.com and check it out.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA News Update. Former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have met in Miami, reportedly to make amends and discuss fundraising. According to the Washington Post, the two met Sunday for a private meeting brokered by political allies that resulted in DeSantis agreeing to assist Trump. It's almost enough to make you stop doom scrolling. Dull devices are now cool.
The Boring Phone is a new featureless flip phone that is feeding the growing appetites of younger people who want to trash their smartphones in favor of a dumb phone. This move of offlining or digital minimalism is also seen in Gen Z's declining use of social media. They are the only generation whose time on social media has fallen since 2021. But Apple and Samsung are not under threat yet. 9 out of 10 phones are smartphones, and dumb phones remain niche.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We'll be right back.
way down the route. The route is on fire. There's a lot of bad things happening, man. And I'm the biggest pro-law enforcement guy in the world. You never see a more pro-law enforcement guy than me because my godfather was a cop and my uncle was one of the only Jewish police detectives in Brooklyn, New York. And in modern times, I think he was the first one. And my best friend who lived across the street from me, his father was a cop at Yankee Stadium. And he used to be a cop in the South Bronx when the Yankees weren't playing. He faced death on a daily basis. When the Yankees were playing, he was assigned to Yankee Stadium, and he used to take us on the field at Yankee games. So I've just always loved cops. I got a thing. I just really feel for them. When cops die, I just shed a tear every time. And three law enforcement officers were killed just today in North Carolina serving a warrant. And a U.S. Marshals task force was conducting an investigation when gunfire erupted. Three U.S. officers with a U.S. Marshals task force were fatally shot while serving a warrant. Three marshals killed. Four officers were shot. Wow, that's separate from the marshals. So seven in total. Three marshals killed. Four officers with the Charlotte Police Department were shot. One of those officers in critical condition. In total, eight law enforcement officers were shot, and the suspect was also shot dead. Serving a warrant on a suspect in possession of a firearm by a convicted felon when the violence began. I mean, my heart goes out. They probably all have families, all of them. And just because you don't die doesn't mean you're not crippled for the rest of your life. Really sad stuff. We've got, just by pure chance, you know, this has been scheduled for days. My guest right now is Michael Letts, who is the CEO and founder of InvestUSA.org, InvestUSA.org, which is a nonprofit providing bulletproof vests for police officers throughout the country. He spent 30 years in law enforcement. Michael Letts, welcome to the Wayne L. Root Show on another sad day for law enforcement.
It's a very sad day, Wayne. Thank you so much. You know, this is just right down the street from me.
Oh, you're down there. So do you have any breaking news on what exactly went on and what's happening as we speak?
Well, it's the same old familiar story, unfortunately. We have three suspects in the home. One is down. One's dead. The other two are still there. Now, the other were asserting as to whether they were involved in the shootout or not. Charge was possession of an unlawful firearm by a convicted felon, but we're running the checks on the other two now, and the sad part about it is what's coming back on the assailant is down. Typical. You got probably more charges coming out than you've got paper to be able to print them all off on. This should never be happening.
Well, this is Joe Biden's and Barack Obama's America, you know?
It is. It is exactly just that. And it's the fact, here's what's tragic. These are three deputy U.S. Marshals. And, of course, you know, I've got good relationships with all of them. And they are running, they are doing their jobs with a concealable vest instead of active shooter vest. And, of course, when you're talking about a long-range rifle, which is what we're talking about here, it'll cut right through a concealable vest like it wasn't even there. These officers should have had active shooter vests. We can find it somehow, Wayne, the ability to send over $96 billion
to Ukraine.
Ukraine, and for their border and for their security and for their protection. We can't seem to find a dime to take care of the people that put their lives on the line to protect us.
No, it's sick. And, you know, I opened, I've got a TV show every night on Real America's Voice TV, and I film it, or I should say tape it, earlier today. And I opened that show because I didn't know about this yet. This was not a big news story yet, but I opened the show talking about a firefighter in New York City who died of a heart attack at the age of 36, and his wife is now penniless because they just fired him about a month ago because they needed the money for illegal aliens. And they fired him, and it was short of his pension or health care benefits. So his wife now has nothing. So we live in a country where if you're a fireman who served three tours in the Middle East in the United States Marines and then came home and became a fireman, and he clearly died of a broken heart and died of cardiac arrest, and this administration killed the poor guy, and now you have eight policemen shot and three killed in one incident. Again, because they'd rather give money to illegal aliens or to Ukraine than to vests to protect our hero police officers. It's just disgusting. It's despicable.
it's amazing when you talk about the SCU, when you talk about the firefighter, you know, because of the fact that they're running short on dollars for illegal immigrants in New York, their budget for this coming year is to cut another 6,000 police officers from the force.
Crazy.
The fund.
Crazy.
With crime exploding, they're cutting 6,000 cops.
Yeah. Normally they have 40,000, Wayne. They're going to be down to 20,000. You tell me how we can defend New York City with 20,000 officers.
No wow.
Way. It's impossible.
And again, it's not, you know, the illegals are costing a half trillion dollars a year, $500 million a year to the federal government. That doesn't include what it costs to each state. And then you realize that we're giving all that money to Ukraine. And we could be given so much equipment to the police, not just vets. Whatever equipment they need to fight crime, we could be fighting the border, and we won't give one penny to secure our own border. None of this makes sense unless the people in charge, which I've argued from day one, Michael, hate our country, want to destroy our country, and want to bring it down. This is the intentional destruction of America.
Oh, you're exactly right, and they've found a perfect partner. They're being paid and paid handsomely by the Chinese. We know that for a fact. This is not hearsay. The House Judiciary, House Oversight, and the House Affairs Committee have all got information to prove that. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden have taken millions upon millions to be able to sell this country down the tubes. Quite frankly, they're doing a hell of a job.
Scary. So the reason we had you on the show was none of this. You know, we didn't know any of this was going to happen. We're very sorry it ever happened. I wish it didn't happen. I wish we had you on your show for the original topic, which is bad enough, which was in Los Angeles, the very, very ultra-left DA's office has reopened. I think it was Los Angeles. You'll tell me where it is. It's in L.A., I believe.
Right.
Has reopened an involuntary manslaughter case against three officers in the death of a person named Mario Gonzalez. Tell us what's going on. First of all, where was this? My memory says L.A., but you tell me.
It's L.A. County. It's Alameda.
Got it.
And, of course, that's a little small island-type situation in the L.A. County area. Anyway, Mr. Gonzalez is one of our famous illegal immigrants. And he became intoxicated and was on drugs, fentanyl, metaphenes, and the other things. And was deciding to become a public display and intimidate and scare the residents in a park. The officers went there, tried to tone him down, kept him away from others. He finally got to where he couldn't contain himself. They had to take him down, cuff him. He died while he was on the ground. They had said that he had been asphyxiated was the initial coroner's report. When it was reevaluated, they determined it was the drugs and a mixture of the alcohol that had caused his heart to fail.
A lot like George Floyd, by the way. Very similar circumstances, right?
Almost identical.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, the prosecuting, the DA decided no charges. The state attorney general's office, no charges. But then the new DA came in. Now get this. This new DA was just served a couple days ago that there are enough signatures to ask for a recall, a vote on her, to have her recalled. And so how does she respond? She files involuntary manslaughter charges against these officers from years back. Imagine they already had to go through this one time.
How many years? Because isn't there a statute of limitations on this?
Well, there's a 5-year, and it happened 3 years ago. So she's within her statute of limitations.
Right? Hey, Michael, you may not like me saying this, but I'm going to say it. I don't know how anyone could want their kids to be a cop today. And I love cops, but you can't be a cop anymore. Whatever you do at any moment when you leave the home, I used to say you could be killed. But now I say at any moment once you leave that home before you come home tonight, you can be charged with murder for taking down a bad guy. This is insane.
It's insane. To solidify what you just said, Wayne, I have an older son, and I told him, I said, the only thing your dad will get upset about is if you decide to follow in my footsteps. And
wow. That's terrible. You have to say something like that. That's just awful. I mean, what chance does this country stand? Like you said, you know, you need 40,000 cops in New York City, and you got just over 20,000, and you've got illegals dominating the city. You've got crime rampant in the city. How are you going to defend it with half the cops you normally have?
And then to make matters worse, for the nation, the world to see that these protesters, these pro-Palestinian protesters, backing down law enforcement officers in New York City who are backing away from doing their job because they don't want to confront them.
Yeah, well, I've been saying for years now, Michael, that I don't know how a cop even wants to get out of the car. Because when you get out of the car, you face all, you know, either they're going to shoot you dead or they're going to try and put you in jail for shooting a bad guy dead. So you might as well just stay in the car. And, you know, there's no use anymore for law enforcement because liberals think we should have psychiatrists. Walking the beat. Social workers, this is crazy. This country's not going to survive this.
No, it won't, which is why they hate what I have to say about it. I think, you know, every state and every county and every city has a reserve police officers or state militia, state guard. I'm encouraging every American, make sure you're armed, know how to use it, and then volunteer to serve. Give a few hours a month to protect your own community. You're going to need to.
Pretty scary stuff. What Michael's trying to say is, you know, if it's to be, it's up to me. It's not up to police anymore. You got to defend your life because there just aren't enough cops to go around, and the cops that are there are getting ready to retire. They're not even thinking about fighting crime. They're thinking about, hey, next month I can retire. I'm getting the hell out of here. It's pretty scary. It's all up to you. Your life is in your hands, not up to the police anymore. And at that moment, they're trying to disarm us all. Michael Letts, good man. We really appreciate you. Godspeed recovery to all those cops in the Charlotte, North Carolina area where you're from. Michael is CEO and founder of InvestUSA.org, nonprofit providing bulletproof vests for police all over the country. InvestUSA.org. Make a contribution. Michael, we appreciate you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or any time in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned, America-first company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms. Food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root. I mean, that was a sobering interview, right? That was a really raw interview with raw truth. If you didn't hear it, that was Michael Letts, a 30-year police officer, who told his son, you could be anything you want in the world, I'll be proud of you, except a police officer. You can't be a police officer. I'd be so disappointed and so scared if you're a police officer. Mamas, don't let your sons grow up to be cops or military anymore. It's really bad. It's really bad. The military is demoralized. The police are demoralized. And based on what I saw in the New York Post over the weekend, the fire department's demoralized. And see, these are jobs for real men, macho men. They're jobs for men who are rough and who want to save you from death. And the government doesn't like men like that, especially white men like that. This government hates you. So it's become very difficult to become a police officer anymore, very difficult to stay a firefighter anymore, very difficult to be in the military anymore, because they don't respect you, they don't appreciate you, they don't love you, they hate you. And they want to make it impossible for you. And what you really saw there in that interview was the raw truth with 8 officers down in Charlotte, North Carolina. 3 of them dead, never coming home to their wives and families again. And 5 of them hurt, shot, and 1 critical. And the reality that I spoke about with Michael Letts is the reality. 40,000 cops are supposed to be in New York City, except now that you have all these illegals, it should be 80,000 cops. You should double them. But 40 was the number that used to be. Now it's 20. Or at least he said it's going to be 20 soon. Like we're getting in the low 20s of cops when there's supposed to be 40 in a city that's filled with crime and murder and homeless and illegals by the hundreds of thousands, many of them violent, many of them crazy, let out of prisons and insane asylums all over the world. This is the country you're inheriting, folks. Your kids are inheriting. I mean, the dangers, you know, when I was a kid, I grew up in Westchester County, New York, Mount Vernon to be exact, on the Bronx borderline, and 99% of everyone I knew, when they went out at night, they went to a bar, they went to a restaurant, they went to a disco, they went to a nightclub. It was in one of the towns near me. I was the only kid that always drove an hour to New York City and went out all the time in Manhattan. You know, I was a Manhattan nightclub guy. And I used to walk the streets at 2 in the morning to my car, and I never thought anything of it. It was always safe. boy, today your kid would be killed. Your kid would be killed in the street. It's not safe. It's dangerous. The illegals, the homeless, the crazed mentally ill on the street, and the just plain criminals, just plain American-born criminals, are going to kill us in these big cities. And so I didn't even mention the, you know, I said illegals. What about the foreigners who are illegal, but they are specifically Muslim, as in Hamas, Hezbollah? There are Islamic radicalized terrorists walking around the United States who would think nothing of killing your child. And yet there's no cops, and no one wants to be a cop, and those that are cops are retiring in record numbers. How could you be a cop anymore? How could you let your kid become a cop? They can't even get out of the car anymore. If you get out of the car, you're going to either be shot dead, or you're going to shoot someone dead, and you're going to go to prison. So no one wants to take their gun out of their holster anymore. And if you don't take your gun out of the holster, you get shot dead. Maybe that's why those three cops are dead. They didn't shoot first. You got to be so careful. You got to wait till they open fire on you with an automatic weapon, with a machine gun, or with a sniper's rifle. They got to open fire on you before you take your gun out. So you hesitate just a bit so you don't go to jail and you get killed. And what's going to happen to the rest of us who aren't cops? You heard him say, you better get armed and you better get ready to use it. And at the same time, someone's telling you that has been a cop for 30 years. They're trying to disarm us. Biden and Obama and the Democrats want to see our guns taken away. This is insane. It's a nation with 330 million people and 400 million guns. And you want to take the guns away from the law-abiding citizens? The only people that will have them will be the criminals and the nasty people, the mentally deranged and the illegal aliens? Don't forget, there was a court hearing. You know, there's so many things I report on this show, it's hard to remember yesterday, let alone months ago. But I remember months ago, some judge somewhere ruled that it was just fine that an illegal alien was caught with a gun. They don't want you to have a gun, but an illegal alien who shouldn't be in the country in the first place has a gun, and the judge ruled it's okay for an illegal alien to carry a gun, I believe it was in Chicago, and it was an Illinois court, I'm pretty sure. Because they hate us. They hate Americans, they hate white people, they hate anybody who is thinking of voting Republican. And this is why, by the way, blacks are leaving the Democrat Party in droves like never before in history. Because black people can see the Democrat Party hates them and is trying to replace them with illegal aliens. As they leave the Democrat plantation, Democrats are rushing to replace them with foreigners. Goldgate Capital, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. The world's on fire. America's on fire. Our borders are on fire. Inflation's on fire. World War III is starting. What are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Central banks buying the most gold in history. Gold going through the roof, setting new records every day. This is the official gold dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. All gold. They send you 100% insured. Go to GoldGateCapital.com or call them toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, and say war for Wayne Root.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.